Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Hallelujah.
It's July 1st on this marvelous Monday, and we have 6 months left in 2019. You know, it's kind of funny. The first thing that came to my mind early this morning as I was preparing this teaching was Christmas in July. I smiled and thought how much we love giving gifts, especially to our grandchildren. But first, I hope you really can focus on what I'm about to say. If you never really receive gifts at Christmas, or if they're meager, relax. Because you're a born-again child of God, you have access to the best gifts ever given.
Hallelujah.
The kind of gifts that are never lost, stolen. No, and they don't perish. They're the kind of gifts that will remain in the back. Well, they won't remain in the back of your closet or be tucked away in the garage. These gifts, yes, heavenly treasures. Wow. These gifts are heavenly treasures. And they can alter and will alter the quality of our lives forever.
Amen. Ephesians 1 verse 3 in the Classic Amplified says, "May blessing, praise, laudation, and eulogy be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual given by the Holy Spirit blessing in the heavenly realm."
Today we're going to explore and reveal these fabulous gifts, treasures that are available to us as obedient, born-again children of God. Our focus will be on Ephesians chapter 1 and 2. The blessings we're about to explore are the pure doctrines of the gospel and the full graces and gifts of the Spirit, which are necessary in the work of God among His children. We've entitled this teaching, well, we could have entitled it, 17 Reasons You're Not Poor When You Possess What Jesus Possesses. But we just decided to call it 17 Rich Gifts and Treasures for You, Me, and Every Believer. Number one, God picked you to live a holy life, blameless before Him. Ephesians 1:4 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Even as in His love, He chose us, actually picked us out for Himself as His own, in Christ, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, consecrated, and set apart for Him, blameless in His sight, even beyond reproach, before love in Him. If you've ever had any doubt about how special you are, this verse should settle it once and for all. And for all times. God picked you out Himself. Now that's a good thought to hang on to this week.
Number two, predestined to be adopted as sons and daughters. Ephesians 1 verse 5 in the Classic Amplified says, For he foreordained us, destined us, planned in love for us to be adopted, revealed as His own children through Jesus Christ in accordance with the purpose of His will, because it pleased Him and was His kind intent. We are all predestined as children of God to be adopted into His family. But who becomes a child of God is left up to our individual choice.
Number three, freely given His glorious grace. Ephesians 1:6. Classic Amplified Bible. So that we might be to the praise and the condemnation of His glorious grace, favor, and mercy, which He so freely bestowed on us. Hallelujah. Which He so freely bestowed on us in the beloved. The Living Bible translation says, favor that He has poured out upon us. Can somebody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah. number four, redeemed through his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. In Ephesians 1 verse 7 in the Classic Amplified, it says, "In him we have redemption, deliverance and salvation through his blood, the remission, forgiveness of our sins, shortcomings, and trespasses, in accordance with the riches and the generosity of his gracious favor. Through the blood of Jesus, he forgave us of all our sins." And then, hallelujah, he forgot them.
Hallelujah. Number five, lavished with all wisdom and understanding. Ephesians 1:8, Classic Amplified, "which he lavished upon us in every kind of wisdom and understanding, practical insight, and prudence." Wisdom is what enables us to judge what are the best ends and the best means of attaining things. Prudence is practical wisdom applied in the best time and manner to secure those ends. The Living Bible translation of Ephesians 1:8 says, in part, how well he understands us, and he knows what is best for us at all times.
Hallelujah. Number six, made known to us the mystery of his will. Ephesians 1 verse 9 in the Classic Amplified says, "making known to us the mystery, secret of his will, of his plan, of his purpose. And it is this, in accordance with his good pleasure, his merciful intention, which he had previously purposed and set forth in him." You know, the New Living Translation says that God's plan was to fulfill his own good pleasure.
Number seven, marked by a seal with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1:13, Classic Amplified. "In him, you also who have heard the word of truth, the glad tidings, gospel of your salvation, and have believed in and adhered to and relied on him, were stamped with the seal of the long-promised Holy Spirit." The New Living Translation says, "and when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own."
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Given, number eight, given a guaranteed inheritance. Ephesians 1:14 in the Classic Amplified says, "that Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance, the first fruits, the pledge and foretaste, the down payment on our heritage, in anticipation of its full redemption, and our acquiring complete possession of it to the praise of his glory."
Number nine, power that raised Jesus from the dead is living in us.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Ephesians 1:19-20, Classic Amplified Bible. "And so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power in and for us who believe, as demonstrated in the working of his mighty Spirit, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in heavenly places."
Number 10, made alive with Christ and seated with him in heavenly realms. Ephesians 2:6, Classic Amplified. "And he raised us up together with him and made us sit down together, giving us joint seating with him in the heavenly sphere by virtue of our being in Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One."
Number 11, created in him to do good works that were prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians 2:10, Classic Amplified. "For we're God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do these good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us." And he planned it beforehand for us, "taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live." You know, in the art world, when something is viewed as a masterpiece, it's viewed as something of great value. The New Living Translation of Ephesians 2:10 says that you, every person hearing our voice, you are God's masterpiece.
Number 12, brought near to God by his blood. Ephesians 2, verse 13 in the Living Bible says, but now you belong to Christ Jesus. And though you once were far away from God, now you have been brought very near to him because of what Jesus Christ has done for you with his blood.
13. He is our peace. Ephesians 2:14 in the Classic Amplified Bible. For he is himself our peace, our bond of unity and harmony. He's made us both, Jew and Gentile, one body, and has broken down, destroyed, abolished the hostile, dividing wall between us.
Mm-hmm. Number 14, reconciled us to God through the cross. Ephesians 2, verse 16 in the Classic Amplified says, and he designed to reconcile to God both Jew and Gentile, united in a single body by means of his cross, thereby killing the mutual enmity and bringing the feud to an end.
Number 15, give access to the Father by the Spirit. Ephesians 2:18, Classic Amplified. For it is through him that we both, whether far off or near, now have an introduction, access, by one Holy Spirit to the Father, so that we're able to approach him. Glory.
Mm. 16, made citizens of God's people and members of his household. Ephesians 2:19 says, therefore you are no longer outsiders, exiles, migrants, and aliens, excluded from the rights of citizens, but you now share citizenship with the saints, God's own people, consecrated and set apart for him, for himself. Let me say that again. God's own people, consecrated and set apart for himself, and you belong to God's own household.
Number 17, made a holy temple in the Lord, dwelled in by his Spirit. Ephesians 2:21 and 22, Classic Amplified Bible. In him, the whole structure is joined, bound, welded together harmoniously, and it continues to rise, grow, increase into a holy temple in the Lord, a sanctuary dedicated, consecrated, and sacred to the presence of the Lord. Verse 22. In him and in fellowship with one another, you yourselves are being built up into this structure with the rest to form a fixed abode, dwelling place by and through the Spirit. Hallelujah.
A dwelling place of God. Hallelujah. Through the Spirit. And in Christ, we have all this and so much more.
You know, these 17 gifts are better than any Christmas gift, whether you receive it in July or December.
Or any other day of the year.
That's it.
It's available every day. Hallelujah.
God's gifts are available every day. Think about that. God's gifts are available every day. Hallelujah. We're going to run back through these 17. And just to take a quick look at them and make sure you got them down, because they're really huge.
Mm.
Well, actually, we don't have time to.
Yeah, it's a little bit later.
It is.
But you can run back through them.
Yes, you can. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, we'll even put them on the website.
All right.
We'll put them on the website so that you can
see them all.
It'll be up as a podcast in a few days. And
true.
You can convert that to text, but we'll just put it on the website. Hallelujah. Well, happy July 1st.
Yes.
3 days before your birthday.
Well, thank you.
And then, by the way, if you've been blessed, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says, sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.